It's good stuff. All right. Well, we're going to look at a familiar scripture today, I think, to most of us. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. One of the great characteristics of the life and ministry of Jesus Christ was his humility. He never lorded over others. He was unaffected by the opinions of the world, and he never based what he did or didn't do on what others thought. He moved and did what he did with a freedom never before seen. And in Matthew chapter 11, and I want to start in verse 27. It says, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." Then verse 28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will" what? "I will give you rest." I will give you rest. Verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Some translations have "learn from me." "For," here's why, "I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." For, verse 30, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Something. The word burden here is it means task or service. My burden, my yoke is easy, and my burden or my task or my service is what?
It's light.
It's light. You know, Deb asked me a good question earlier. She said, "He only paid the price for the sins of all mankind. How is his task easy? Or how is his task light?" That's something. Something to think about. Well, in verse 29, he says, "Learn of me, for I am" what? "I am meek." Okay. That meek is, it's like a gentle, or there's a graciousness to it. Then he says, I am meek and lowly in heart. This word, the word lowly in heart, it means humble. It's the word that means humble. He was humble. He was humble. And his humility was to God. It was to God. It was to God, the God. It was to the God that he served. He always did the will of the Father. Always. He didn't do what he did by the sight of the eyes or the hearing of the ears. He always did the Father's will. In the Gospel of John, it says, "As I see and hear, I judge." See? Isn't that something? That's why he moved with the freedom that he did. That's why he was free. He was free from the opinions of the world. He was free from concern over what others thought. That's humility. That's humility. Humility to who?
To the Father.
See? That's something. And he said, my burden or my yoke is easy. My burden or my service is light. Either he didn't know what he was in for, or there's something else to this. You know, we tend to look at it by the five senses. But whose will was he doing?
God's.
He was doing God's will. See? When he needed strength, who would supply that? That's right. When he needed wisdom, who would supply that? Whatever he needed. It says in Hebrews, for the joy that was set before him. See? God gave him whatever he needed. And because of that humility, he never doubted who he was. He never doubted his service. He never doubted the word of God because of his humility. Isn't that something? He didn't doubt his sonship because of his humility. The adversary tried to tempt him in that, didn't he? If you're the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. See? And Jesus Christ's response was always, it's written. It's written. See? He was absolutely sold out to the absolute supremacy of God's word. That's humility. That's who Jesus Christ was. That's how he conducted himself. Learn from me. Something? Learn from me. For I am what?
Meek.
And lowly in heart or humble. See? And you will find rest unto your souls. Isn't that something? That's where you'll find rest unto your souls. I want you to turn to Luke chapter 6. Another familiar scripture. Luke. When I read that, I am meek. I always think about Moses, you know, who was the meekest man on the face of the earth. A man who God, it says, God knew face to face. And Moses said, a prophet like unto me shall the Lord your God raise up. See, from among my brethren. That was Jesus Christ. That was a prophecy regarding Jesus Christ. Is this the prophet? That was the words out of one of the men, Aunt Peter, went and spoke to his brother Andrew. Is this the prophet? It's him. Well, Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. A prophet like unto me. Jesus Christ was what? He was meek. He was absolutely meek. Really something. Luke chapter 6. Learn of me. Verse 46. It says, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Good question. Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it. For it was founded upon a what?
Rock.
It was founded upon a rock. See? That's something. It was founded upon a rock. But he that hears and does not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. You know, Jesus Christ, we read, said, learn of me. Take my yoke upon you. Jesus Christ served the one true God. That's right. That word easy is kind of interesting. The word easy that we read, it means there's a There's a graciousness to it. It's, I should have wrote it down, and I didn't write it down. But there's a graciousness to it. It's as opposed to hard or bitter. Isn't that something? My yoke is easy. See? Because we're yoked with the Lord Jesus Christ, who was yoked to who? To God. Always did the will of the Father. See? That's light as opposed to darkness. I want you to turn to Romans chapter 12. We're just going to read some familiar scriptures. But this is kind of interesting where these things are placed. Romans chapter 12. This follows on the heels of many doctrinal truths being revealed in the book of Romans. Romans 8, we're more than conquerors. We're not under the condemnation of Adam. There are just so many great truths that are revealed in Romans 5, our redemption, the price paid. Romans 6, how we renew our minds, how we're supposed to put on that new nature. Think that way. We're free. We're free from the law. We're free from the condemnation of Adam. All of these truths. Then you get to Romans 12. And it says, I beseech or I lovingly implore you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy or sanctified. Separated is what that means. Separated out from the common lot. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect or mature will of God. For I say, and this is where I want to get to. We're talking about renewed mind. And it's renewing your mind to the things that have been revealed, to what and who you are in Christ, to what Jesus Christ has done, the price has been paid. And then it says, for I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think more highly or beyond than he ought to think, but to think soberly, soundly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of believing, or that which he's given to be believed. That's how we're supposed to think. Not to think more highly or beyond what we ought to think, but according to what God has given to be believed. That's how we're supposed to think. That's renewed mind. That's renewing our mind to what God has accomplished through Jesus Christ. That's humility. That's humility. To doubt the reality that you are a son of God by seed, to question and doubt that, is that humility? No, that's not humility. That's something. That's right. To question that you were worth the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, is that humility? Absolutely not. It's humility to what God has revealed in his word. That's how Jesus Christ walked. Isn't that something? It's pretty simple. Look at Ephesians. Let's read another one. Ephesians 4. Now, this follows on the heels of all the wonderful things that have been revealed in Ephesians. Seated in the heavenlies, chosen in the beloved one, with, you know, before him, we're without blame, in love, right? When Jesus Christ was raised, we were raised with him. All these incredible truths. Verse 1, chapter 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, that you walk worthy of the vocation of the calling wherewith
you are called.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. That word lowliness is a form of that word that we read in Matthew, lowly in heart. It's humility. It's humbleness of mind. Right out of the gate, after all the things that have been revealed in the book of Ephesians, when we get to the practical side of this great book, it opens with meekness and what? And humility. Humility to God. Humility to God is to recognize that what God says is true. What God says is. What His Word says is. What His Word says will be. That you are what the Word of God says you are. You have what the Word of God says you'll be. You have and you'll be what the Word of God says you'll be. That's humility. That's how Jesus Christ walked. See? Whatever He needed, who supplied that? Who took care of that? The Father. That's something. What freedom. What freedom. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. It reminds me of the scripture in Galatians where it says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. See? It's all in Him. It's all in Him. You know, men are always trying to attach things. And, you know, and you and I, we're not going to fall for, typically, right? We're not going to fall for the Mosaic law. If somebody comes along and says, you know, you need to do the Mosaic law to be saved, or you need to do the Mosaic law to be worthy. We're not going to bite on that. But what happens sometimes is, you know, sometimes saints, they attach other things, you know, to be worthy, to be whatever before God. You know, I need to do this more, or I need to do that more. You know, for God to answer my prayer, for God to answer my prayers, I need to read His Word more. I need to do this. I need to do that. See, and the adversary and the world is designed to do that, to just chip away. Just to chip away. And what happens is it begins to rob you of who and what you are in Christ. It's not that you're not who and what you are in Christ. It's that you start to not believe it or not accept it. And start attaching little addendums to it. See? That's something. And it's just the world. That's how it works. Then all of a sudden, the burden's not so easy anymore. Because now we're working.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Right?
Philippians chapter 2. Verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, which is basically conceit, but in lowliness of mind, that's that humility, lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better or more excellent than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this thinking be in you, which was also in who? Wow. See? Isn't that something? Jesus Christ thought of who?
Others.
He thought of others. See? Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I'm meek. I'm humble. See? Let this thinking be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Thinking of others as more excellent than self. That's going to take humility. Isn't it? Absolutely. Who took care of Jesus Christ? His Father did. Who's going to take care of you?
Your Father.
Isn't that something? Let this mind be in you.
Wow.
Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. We're almost done. These are just some simple things, and it was just something I was thinking about this morning. It just blessed me. Verse 10, Colossians chapter 3. And have put on the new man, or putting on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, or it, could read there, where there is neither Greek nor Judean. These things don't exist in the new man. Isn't that something? That new man, which is that body of Christ, that new man, it's revealed in Ephesians. Where we are, what we're a part of when we called upon the name of the Lord. That Spirit of God, all that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us is so big, it's so huge, that there is neither Jew nor what? Right? Neither Jew nor Gentile. Circumcision or uncircumcision. Barbarian. Scythian. Bond nor free. In another place in the Word it says there's not even male or female. Yeah. But Christ is what?
All
and in all. Put on therefore, because of this, as the elect of God, holy, and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Isn't that something? Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Forgiveness is humility. Hey, who is the greatest forgiver ever? Well, okay. God. Who's next?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Right? I'm humble. He never dealt with people according to their trespasses or according to their sins. Miss something? But he loved them. He just loved them. He loved people. Can you picture Jesus Christ at the end of the day? You know, looking in the mirror and saying, man, good job healing today. High five. I can't. No. Because it wasn't about him. See, he looked at people and had great compassion and wanted to help and wanted to serve. He thought on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was in who? My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Isn't that something? You know, sometimes when I read that, I just, these words come to my mind. To be to that place, it's like, wow, I can free myself of myself. You know what I mean? It's like I free myself of myself.
Yeah.
Because my eyes are on my Father, and I look on the things of others. See, and I want to get better and better at that. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5, and I think that's where we're going to stop. First Peter 5. That's such a great section here. But we're going to read verse 5. And it says, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you, and the words be subject aren't in the text. It should read, yea, all of you one to another, or take, or I'm sorry, all of you toward one another be clothed with what? Humility. That's something. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the who? To the humble. That's right. He gives grace to the humble. Men and women who look to Him. Men and women who trust Him. Men and women who rely on God. Those are the men and women that utilize, really take advantage of the grace that God has to offer. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Pretty simple. Take my yoke upon you and you'll find rest. My task, my service, it's easy. My burden's light. See, and that's only because of God. That's only because He just totally relied on His Heavenly Father. Oh, to be to that place, huh? Where you just totally relied on God. I think maybe that's a great key to the freedom that he moved with. Huh?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. All right.